What about medical doctors, faith healers, and witch doctors? Well, that would lead me to my next question. People like witch doctors and faith healers and medical doctors, all of them have a reputation for healing some people and for losing some of their patients too. So where do you see the place for such people in thought or in life?
The important thing that all of those have in common is that they stimulate belief in their patients. The first part of the balance of creation has been accomplished because the illness has enhanced the desire for wellness. And anything that brings about belief or expectation will give positive results. When medicine and science stop looking for cures and begin to look for vibrational causes or imbalances, they will see a much higher rate of recovery. If a doctor does not believe that you can recover from your illness, your association with that doctor is extremely detrimental. And often well-meaning doctors will defend their doubt for your recovery by pointing out the odds against it, telling you that it's not likely that you will be an exception. The trouble with that logic, even though it's based on the facts or evidence that medicine and science have come to expect, is that it has nothing to do with you. There are only two factors that have anything to do with your recovery: your desire and your belief. And this negative diagnosis is hindering your belief. And so if you have a strong desire for recovery and doctors are giving you no hope, it is logical that you would turn to alternative approaches where hope is not only allowed but encouraged. For there is much evidence to show that people can recover from supposedly incurable diseases.